hit on that first touchdown pass in the middle.
Ray.
Surprised at all that George was there? Like, did you see him before you let that thing fly?
Yeah, I mean, I saw George go down the middle, but I was just trying to keep the ball, you know, really down towards the middle to the left side of the field for Ray to run away from the corner that he beat. And then all of a sudden George like hit second gear and like stole it basically. But yeah, it was intentionally supposed to go to Ray.
Rocket, on the second touchdown, you run a variation of that play where you'd actually pitched it to Christian, right, where Croft comes up. Yeah. Do you sense in those moments that like this is gonna be there, they're gonna bite on this because you've set it up like that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, credit to Kyle and just the way our offense is ran, you know, those kind of things can set up, you know, plays like that. And so I just have that in the back of my mind, like, all right, we've been running this multiple times throughout this game so far, and I'm just going to try to do my job in selling the run and get the edge and, you know, hit George or whoever it is coming around. So, yeah.
You were running scout team. How much of a pest was Nick Bosa, and did that help prepare you for the pressure you're seeing week in, week out now?
Yeah. Honestly, it was frustrating at times, just like dropping back and seeing Nick right in my face and having to make a move almost every play. But honestly, it did help, like in terms of keep my eyes down the field. There's a pass rush coming. There's guys swiping for the ball. You know, Nick is breathing down my neck almost every play. So it definitely did help. It helped with my, you know, pocket presence and awareness and things like that. So and then obviously you get to a defense like today with a great front and, you know, that kind of stuff. It's just real, like the pass rush, you know, climbing the pocket, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, big credit to all the guys at practice leading up to this point.
You've been saying here for years that that team draws strength and energy from Kittle in both sides of the ball. It's something that you've picked up on right away, I assume. In the last 2 weeks, it seems like you guys have had a really good connection.
Yeah. I mean, just Kittle's energy and what he brings to the team every single day, what he just tells the team and stuff in terms of, you know, just keeping everything loose. I feel like when times we sort of feel uptight and whatnot, Kittle's like the guy to put a smile on your face and like say, hey, like we're good enough, you know, that kind of thing. And so very fortunate to have him in our locker room. He does bring energy and good vibes to everyone. And honestly, I do feel like he gets us back into a zone of playing well. So that's what he does. And I think he's the best in the NFL with just his personality and everything like that too. So we love George.
You able to do more physically today than you could have done last Thursday? I'm talking about that second touchdown where he spun out around. I mean, would you have been able to do that in Seattle?
I mean, honestly, you know, I think I did feel it a little bit more against Seattle. So there were some movements, like certain weird movements that I would, you know, feel my rib and whatnot. But for this game, I felt great, honestly, you know, going into the game and did well with, you know, the treatment and everything this whole week leading up to it. So I did feel better, you know, on the run, especially going to my left and everything. So, yeah, I think if Coach would have called that kind of stuff in Seattle too, I would have made it happen, you know, either way. So it's part of the game.
You've said that you felt ready from when you first came in when Jimmy got hurt. Now here we are, your third start, it's still going well. Is your comfort level increasing? Do you feel like you're settling in a little bit more, or is it all just business as usual?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I just, you know, take it as, you know, I have a challenge every single week and I have to do it to the best of my ability. I don't really think about, all right, I'm getting, you know, more and more comfortable or anything like that. I still have that same fire and drive as, you know, before I wasn't playing, you know, like I want to go in and I want to prove to my teammates and earn the respect every play, every snap, every drive, that kind of mentality. So I just got to remind myself, you know, to not lose that passion and that fire. And that it's never easy. You know, every single game, doesn't matter who we're playing, it's never easy. So that's where I'm at with that.
It's hard to quit more. The first half, you guys weren't on the field much. It was hard to kind of get in a rhythm. Obviously, the interception wasn't quite your fault. But was it, I guess, any elements of just frustration of not being able to establish much?
Yeah. I think it's always a challenge when, you know, you drive the ball and you know that you're having success against a team and then you're not putting up points. And then your defense is, you know, creating momentum, getting stops, and then, you know, we're stalling on our end. So those are things that, yeah, are a little frustrating. I mean, honestly, we went into the locker room and we just knew that, like, man, like, we're right there in terms of, you know, cutting it loose and playing our game. So those are all things that, you know, we got to come in and be real with ourselves and get better at. And that's part of it. But I think football, everyone knows it's a momentum game. You know, if you get some stops, you put up points, you do that multiple times, you create momentum. That's how you win games. And so we hold ourselves to a high standard here, and we're going to be real with ourselves when we come back in on Monday and watch the game.
It's hard to quibble with 37 points, but there were opportunities where after you got turnovers that you wound up settling for three and being in close. How close will you guys be going over those?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm talking about, really. The defense makes a stop. We have the ball in their territory, and literally it's like, all right, put up points in terms of touchdowns. You know, obviously the field goals are great and put up points, which is awesome, but we hold ourselves to a standard where, man, we should be scoring touchdowns and not only field goals time and time again. But at the same time, you got to be smart, not turn the ball over, put points up on the board, and then trust the defense to make stops again, you know. But, that's what I'm saying. Like, we get into those kind of situations, and we want to score, so.
Rock, how special is it to have a connection with Kittle after two games, you know, back-to-back with two touchdowns to him? So have you felt that already with him?
Yeah, I think he makes my job easy. You know, he wins the man-to-man matchups. Obviously, like, his speed and everything, if you just get the dude the ball, he'll take off. Like, George is extremely explosive, more than people think, and he does a great job with the yards after the catch. And so that's where my mindset's at, is, all right, whatever play we have drawn up, I'm going to go through my progression, but I know that if I get the ball to George, you know, it could be an explosive. So, but, yeah, I'm extremely fortunate to have him by my side, and wish I would have had him catch that third touchdown. I threw it a little short, but just can't get a Hawkeye too many touchdowns in a game. So,
right.
Thanks, guys.